As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold an arm.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be lady tonight.
This year we have lost two legendary UNLV faculty members. In this edition, Eugene Mooring, who died earlier this year. Mooring taught at UNLV for 40 years. He taught thousands of students, many of them still in Nevada. His name should also be familiar, even to those who did not have him for a class. It's no exaggeration to say he was the leading scholar of the history of Las Vegas. His first major book on the area was Resort City in the Sun Belt, Las Vegas, 1930 to 1970. He later updated it to go to the year 2000. No one else had ever published this kind of in-depth study of this city. As a Sun Belt city, he wrote, Las Vegas has exhibited many political and economic tendencies found in Phoenix, San Antonio, and other metropolises. As a resort city, Las Vegas has built a tourist infrastructure remarkably similar to those in Miami Beach and Honolulu. Nevertheless, much of Las Vegas' historical development is typical not only of Sun Belt, resort, and casino cities, but of all cities in general. Then he showed how and why. Mooring wrote other important books on our state. His book on Western towns in the 19th century traced the development of places like Virginia City, Austin, and Eureka. He wrote a history of UNLV for the school's 50th birthday in 2007 that showed how it rose from the desert. He lived through a lot of that history. He came to UNLV in 1976, so he's here for a lot of it. He had a sense of that history. He was always proud that he was the successor on the faculty to John Wright, UNLV's first full-time historian, and whose name is on the building where the history department is located. Mooring's last book was called Reno, Las Vegas, and the Strip, A Tale of Three Cities. Southern Nevada's most important business district isn't within the city of Las Vegas. And he showed how the Strip and its surrounding areas had all the hallmarks of a city in its own right. He compared both with Reno to show how the northern and southern ends of the states developed both similarly and differently. Mooring learned history from some of the best. He trained at the City University of New York with Richard Wade, a pioneer in the field of urban history and an advisor to several political leaders. Mooring also edited books with another one of his professors, Arthur Schlesinger, who had worked in the Kennedy White House. That gave Mooring the chance to tell stories about some unusual political encounters. Indeed, Mooring was quite a storyteller, as his many students could attest. They voted him teaching awards, and he won others given by the university, as well as its highest research honor, the Harry Reid Silver State Research Award. If these Nevada Yesterdays programs make sense, Mooring is one of the reasons. Our author learned a lot about him from writing and still has term papers with Mooring's trademark labels with red ink saying how they should have been better written. They also co-wrote a book, Las Vegas, A Centennial History. They dedicated the book to three important scholars and students of Las Vegas history, Gary Elliott, Ralph Roski, and the founding author of this program, Frank Wright. We all owe them a debt for expanding our knowledge of Nevada. We owe the same debt to Gene Mooring. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.